Hello and welcome to UK Cardcast, the podcast by non-sport trading card collectors for non-sport trading card collectors. I'm Paul Bynes, I'm your host, and this is special episode 1, Best of 2007 poll results. Hello and welcome to this shorter than usual special episode, which is purely and simply going to be announcing the results of the Best of 2007 poll that we ran at the end of last year. I'd like to thank everybody who submitted votes and also submitted opinions on their favourite sets throughout last year. I was originally going to announce the top 10 sets, but we had a number of sets that tied for certain positions, so I've actually reduced the countdown to a top 5. However, I will mention some of the sets that just got pipped to the post and didn't get into that top 5. Also along the rundown, I will be reading out some of the comments submitted with the votes. I won't be reading the names of those who submitted the comments, but you'll know who you are. Again, my thanks to everybody for voting and submitting comments. So, on with the rundown. Those that just got pipped at the last minute and didn't get quite enough votes to enter the top 5 include Monster Faces, CSI Miami 2, Shrek the Third, Charmed Forever, Lost Season 3, Aliens vs. Predator Requiem, Quotable Star Trek Deep Space Nine, and Seeker the Dark is Rising. On to the top 5. And at number 5 we have the Doctor Who Trilogy 2nd Edition Monochrome and the 4400 Season 2. One of those who voted offered this opinion on why they thought Doctor Who Trilogy 2nd Edition Monochrome should get their vote. Reprinting a set in monochrome didn't win any points with me, but the amazing sketches with this set more than made up for it. To me, these are the best sketch cards since Lord of the Rings masterpieces. At number 4 we have a 3-way tie. Yes, a 3-way tie. We have Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, Hollywood Zombies, and The Complete James Bond. Comments received for Complete James Bond included, Rittenhouse tried something different with his set, and the 21x9 card poster puzzles were excellent. One of those voting for the Hollywood Zombies basically said it was a fun original art set. So we move now to number 3, the number 3 slot. We have a 2-way tie for this one. It's between Marvel Masterpieces and the Complete Star Trek movies. Marvel Masterpieces, one voter commented, some great artwork, and hey, it's Marvel stuff. Another voter commenting on Star Trek movies said, I really like the set layout and how the numbering for inserts is related to each movie and can be combined as such. We move on to the number 2 spot. So which sets just got pipped to the post at the very last minute to getting the number 1 slot? Well, we have another tie. You won't be surprised by this. Another tie for the second position. And it's between Star Wars 30th and The Golden Compass. Star Wars 30th anniversary got quite a few comments. One person said, I really liked the way it covered everything over the years and even included cutscenes from episode 4, A New Hope, and even fanfic films, although Hardware Wars was sadly missing. The only downside was that there were way too many chase cards. The too many inserts comment was repeated by another voter for Star Wars 30th, especially the high-end autographs apparently. And let's face it, this was the set that had the infamous Harrison Ford autograph card. The Golden Compass got some comments for their novel approach to marketing promos. Inkworks did a number of quite interesting promos for this one, and some of them are still amazingly difficult to get hold of. The comments have also noted that the card set was good, great inserts and base set with memorabilia cards thrown into, all for a bargain price. Another voter commented that Golden Compass was in their vote because basically Inkworks tried to do something different with the set and produced the best lenticular cards for years as a result. That's the countdown from 5 down to number 2. So what set got the most votes for 2007? Well, it seems that a lot of you like sketch cards and a lot of you like comic book characters, because the number one set is DC Legacy. This one was way ahead of all the others as far as the number of votes cast. Again, quite a few people commented on why they liked DC Legacy. One person said, a real great set with lots of different levels of chase cards. Another person commented, a great base set, well presented. The quality of sketches overall was phenomenal. A real winner for a lot of collectors. Another person said, wonderful sketches. That seemed to be the theme for DC Legacy. The sketches were really rather good. Another voter said, the promo cards were spectacular from the off. Base cards were fantastic, parallels great, inserts interesting, and sketch cards amazing. Easily the best set of the year. that's the best of 2007. Congratulations to Rittenhouse Archives for producing DC Legacy. Obviously a great year for sketch card artists, and who knows what 2008 is going to bring us. If you're interested in voting, I will be doing another poll at the end of this year to look at the best of 2008, and I will hopefully be posting it with a bit more notice, so even more people will vote next time, hopefully. Remember to make a note of your favourite sets throughout the year, then you won't have to look up what sets were issued. The sets that will be eligible are those issued between January 2008 and December 2008, which means Heroes will be eligible, provided it actually gets a release this year, as well as at least two Indiana Jones sets, another Star Trek Anniversary set, another Lord of the Rings Masterpieces set, as I understand it, and who knows what else. That's the end of this special mini episode. Normal service will be resumed with the next episode, which will probably be towards the end of February, beginning of March, depending on what news is out there and whether I can get anybody to talk to me. If I can't, I'll be talking to Harris as usual. Thanks for listening, and if you haven't listened to episode 7, why not? Go and have a listen to it. We've got a special guest in Joanna Colbus, and Harris fans will be pleased to know we've got Harris Tozer back again as well. Until next time, thanks for listening.